Hi, this is Darren Smith, and it's my joy to share with you as your radio pastor for the day. In the New Testament letter to the Romans, in chapter 10, the Apostle Paul makes a statement reminding us of the amazing blessing that comes when people share about Jesus. Paul says this in verse 15, "As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things." The quotation is from Isaiah chapter 52, part of a promise of God declaring Israel's end of the Babylonian exile and their return to Zion. It reads, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation." By quoting this Old Testament passage, Paul emphasizes that if the feet of those who brought the message of the return from the exile were beautiful, how much more beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim the good news about Jesus? The reality is that there are so many blessings when we tell others about Jesus. Who he is and what he has done is the greatest news of the greatest things, salvation in Jesus Christ. Let us be reminded of the beauty and blessings of bringing the good news, as the Bible says, and be all the more encouraged to share the good news. If you have a Bible in front of you, look down at Romans 10, verse 17, and circle this one. In verse 17, Paul says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." First and foremost, sharing leads to salvation. If people never hear the good news that there is forgiveness of sin available because of Jesus, who is the sin-bearing, wrath-atoning Lamb of God, they cannot put their trust and faith in the Savior. Another blessing of sharing is that it helps keep Jesus central in our lives and churches. We think about it regularly. It's on our minds, hearts, lips, permeating our thoughts. Sharing also leads to deeper understanding. Gospel good news conversations force us to better grasp the foundational truths of God's word. Things like God's character, his holiness and justice, the grace and mercy of God, humanity's creation in God's image, sin, mankind's great need, the cross of Christ, judgment, all these things and more come into focus as we share the good news. Sharing also leads to greater confidence and boldness. Knowing something and explaining it to someone who doesn't understand it or believe it are two different things. The treasured truths of salvation through faith in Jesus become and will become more and more understood and cherished. The more we share, it becomes more and more natural. Yet another blessing is that sharing the good news of Jesus also leads to fervency in prayer. We realize God has to do the work to change their hearts. We pray for unbelievers. We pray that God's Spirit would work in their lives to open their hearts and give them ears that hear, that God would use the truths about Jesus to have them see their need and embrace him as Savior. Sharing drives us to pray for ourselves that we would have wisdom and boldness to share so others can come to Jesus. Sharing also leads to humility. Only the power of God opens lost eyes to salvation in Christ. It is a work of divine grace and mercy, not of human skill. Our humility highlights our dependence on God and his great worth and power. And lastly, sharing leads to pleasing God in obedience to the Great Commission. There is a joy that comes from doing what God has asked of us. There will be difficulties and challenges, but there is also a deep contentment and peace that come when we share the good news about Jesus. This comes with the promised presence of God himself. Jesus said in concluding his call for us to make disciples, "I will be with you always, even until the end of the age." We must share the gospel broadly and regularly. There are so many blessings as we share these precious truths. It brings salvation to the lost, as well as encouragement and maturity to God's people, and so much more. If you've heard the good news, but have yet to embrace and trust Jesus for salvation, would you put your trust in him today? Would you call on his name, turn from your sins, and find forgiveness and eternal, abundant life that can only come through knowing him? Be made new by the power of God to pursue a life of righteousness. Right now, think of someone you could introduce to the Savior. Pray for him or her. Pray that you would be intentional and know that there are immense blessings that come to those that share. As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things." This has been Darren Smith, your radio pastor for the day.